out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of your ear time and brain time, et cetera, on this lovely Faithless Friday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and good job, Putin. You elected a real shithead. I mean, honestly. Thank you so
much. Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
I wonder if Trump met that Paris mayor when he went and on Bastille Day and got his heart on as he thought all of France was marching specifically for him.
He didn't read about Bastille Day in college or high school. Doesn't he have a... Right. show me how he reads.
Right.
I want proof.
Yeah, they were talking about it just now on MSNBC right before the show. Nicole Wallace, they were talking about this, the report that he doesn't bother with these PDBs at all. The president's daily briefing.
Right.
That we learned early on that they changed it from, you know, a typed up multi-page document to a Fisher Price
pictures,
C-spot run kind of with great pictures and graphs, video presentations. They tried everything. He doesn't want any of it.
Right. Well, I mean, I heard Matt Al talking about the memo. This memo's 10 pages, the Democrats' memo. How's he going to get through that?
Right.
You know?
There's no way he read the three pager.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I think it's, it proves that I didn't collude.
Right.
Release it. We're still waiting for the 10 pager. We'll get to that in a moment.
Yes.
There's supposed to be, I don't know, a letter.
Right.
I'm going to write a letter.
You ain't gonna write shit.
I'm going to dictate.
Yes.
How does my dictate? Like candy. Don't forget, you can help us out at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon hole. If you like, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark. You can park your book. That shit, and you can whatever you buy every time you go, we get a little commissione. And it doesn't cost you anything. Jeff Bezos.
Oh yes,
he's trying to take over the fucking world.
Thanks, Jeff.
Did you see that? There, he's talking about just saying, well, you know, fuck FedEx and UPS and the mail. I'm going to start my own delivery service.
God damn! So if you buy a product made by Amazon and then shipped by Amazon,
Amazon's going to rule the world.
Amazon.
Right. We need to break up big everything. There was a story.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I tweeted that earlier today. There's a story about how big tech needs to be broken up. Google should not have the entire internet by the balls and or ovaries.
Yeah.
The Amazon should not. AT&T, we don't need these mergers.
Right.
Well, they can't compete. Well, tough titty.
Yeah, who gives a
fuck? How about good service and lower your prices and pay your employees better, you twats?
How about doing some of that? Because I was having a conversation with my youngest brother in the car, and private conversation, but now it's public. How do you like that? We were talking about, you know, wealth in this country and how it's distributed so fucking unevenly. And at what point do these people give a little in an attempt to stave off
fish with, la guillotine?
Yeah.
I mean, that might be it. I'm
not going to do it. I'll probably be dead by the time it happens. But at some point, the poor people are going to take the rich people, drag them into the street, beat them to death,
right,
and take their fucking shit.
Well, it's sad it comes to that. Why, you know, how many times in history do we have that?
It is sad.
A lot. When do these assholes learn that?
I don't know.
You know, you can't rob and pillage, and now at literally planet destroying levels.
Well, I mean, but like what our society is telling them is that they can. And so
capitalism, yeah.
I don't know how these idiots learn until someone beats it into them, I guess. I mean, I am definitely not advocating that. I would rather our country raise the minimum wage, well, have universal health care.
If we can vote
like
those
that.
Fuckers out and end up with something more scando, a government like that actually kind of represents what the people want and make sure that everybody's taken care of and compensated.
Right.
And if these giant corporations are making gazillions of dollars, the people should be participating in that. That's why we need these worker self-directed enterprises.
Oh, yeah,
we need these. We need this. It's not socialism, you twats. Well, it is a little bit, but it's not communism because there's ownership.
Right.
But instead of having a slew of asshole shareholders, the workers own the company and have a stake in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the stake in it.
Right.
And that seems to be working. There's some billion-dollar corporation in Spain I've been reading about that is one of those there. And you know, sometimes they have issues and sometimes they have to fix shit. We're learning. This is a new kind of concept, but it seems to be working out really, really well.
No,
they
that's
take,
awesome.
It's like Monty Python. We take it in turns to be act as a sort of governing body for the week.
I wonder how our country gets to someplace like that, because it seems like the way our elections are set up, I mean, it's a system that it's like we're all in the part of a big con scam, and part of it is how we elect our officials. Right.
Electoral College needs to go bye-bye. I mean, that's only for the president, but the money.
Yeah.
Citizens United needs to be, we need a constitutional amendment. That's the only thing.
Right.
Ever since those evil Skodi, the corporate whores of the five corporate whores on the Supreme Court decided that corporate money is free speech.
Yeah.
Elections were fucked.
Yeah. You think about the presidential election and just what I learned from the presidential election is that I don't know how else to say it. How does our vote matter? How does our vote matter if we
Depends
elected Hillary Clinton by 2 million votes, but she's not our president? How does it matter that we vote for president? Why does it matter? I mean, it's hard to say. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to vote. I'm going to continue to vote. I'm going to play into this system. But it's like, how much of a chump am I?
Well, right. And why does a person in Wyoming, why does his vote count 30 times more basically than yours does for president?
Because
for local,
I don't
want to vote on Cletus's from North Dakota's fucking senator. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get vote your vote, boo boo. But for president, for the whole national dealio,
right?
Why does your vote count more than mine?
It's fucking stupid.
Because we used to have slaves.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that for the Electoral College exists is to lick the white puckers of the plantation owners of the South.
Because
they had huge swaths of land and smaller populations, so they were worried, well, what if some of those people decide to start voting for shit that we don't like?
Yeah, yeah. And what does it mean that the Electoral College only benefits the Republicans? What does
Seems
it
too,
say
yeah.
about that shitty fucking piece of shit party?
And I would like to think if it was the other way around that I would still be think it was untoward that the person who doesn't win the national popular vote wins.
That idea, if the Democrats were in power, if this was a Democrat issue compared to what the Republicans are doing now, is yes, obviously the Democrats would behave better because it's not an equal party. Those fucking Republican dickbags are craven. They're fucking sexist. Look at that White House.
They've become a rogues gallery of ethics free. That's ethics free. There's no ethics. There's no morals. As long as they think they win and they can hold on to power, they don't care. Fuck all. You could beat your wife.
They don't care about that.
You can grab them by the pussy. You can do whatever you want as long as you vote for what special interest. The evangelicals. He's saving the babies. I don't care whatever else he does. I don't care if he violates everybody else's rights. He's saving the babies.
God, it is truly Faithless Friday.
It is.
We should have
Friday.
No faith. It's crazy.
Well, have your faith. Keep it out of my face.
Yeah, shove it up your
and
ass.
Keep it out of our government.
If God exists, how come we have Donald Trump and cancer and?
They would argue that that's the exact reason. It's proof God exists because they sent Donald to us to bring Christianity back. Let you say Christmas again.
Right. What about all the raping and sexual assault? What about that?
Oh, you're talking about the Old Testament?
No, I'm talking about Donald.
I thought you were talking about the Old Testament.
Yeah, right. It's as if Jesus doesn't care about that.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll waggle our atheism, but really not. Our secularism, because I don't go around try to deconvert people or try to convert people to atheism. I don't give a fuck what you believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
That's a hopeless cause.
Keep your dog off my, your God, and I love dogs. Let your dog can run on my lawn. Keep your God off my lawn.
You know what? You know what? Dogs are better than God. Absolutely.
Well, they exist.
Yeah, that's
true. That plus.
Take my dog over Jesus any fucking day of the week.
Let's see what the headlines are, and we'll launch into all the fun stuff in the magic spreadsheet. Let's have the Sarah Palin drop take us to the news.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News studios deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, February 9th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Rest in peace, Rob Ford.
And poor Olivia Gondak.
Canada's Trump before our Trump.
The thing is, it's like Rob should have just apologized that.
And the only reason Olivia Gondak is known by all of us is because.
What he should have said is like, listen, I would love to eat Olivia Gondak's pussy. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's not the issue.
He didn't say he wouldn't.
Right. He didn't say
he said he's got enough at home.
Yeah, yeah. I would never eat her.
He's got plenty to eat at home. Which then his wife, of course, too, is like, oh, God, what a class act.
Oh, plenty. I mean, that is a weird way to say. You're having sex with one woman. You're in a marriage. You're monogamous.
Sure Rob Ford.
Right.
100% monogamous.
Yeah. But there's plenty. His wife provides him with plenty to eat at home.
He might have sucked some dick for some rock. We don't know what went on.
What did he admit?
Which is fine.
How did
suck away?
He admitted that he actually smoked crack.
Oh, yeah. There's
a video.
When the video came out, it's a little hard to.
How the fuck?
Plus, he was LARPing.
Yeah.
As a drug addict.
I mean, honestly, I know I don't want a crack person in office. Okay. No judgment against people that smoke crack. I just don't know
I'm going to judge that a little.
Yeah, you shouldn't smoke crack.
Maybe don't.
Don't smoke crack.
Smoke crack, but don't.
Don't
run for office.
And if you smoke crack, don't run for office. And also don't LARP if you're going to be a Do you want a LARPer as your president?
What are they LARPing? What do they LARP?
Live action role play.
Well, like, what role are they playing?
Oh, yeah, it does depend, right? Yeah.
Is it, I'm a World War II recreator?
Are you Hitler?
I'm a member of the Luftwaffe.
Are you Mussolini?
Yeah.
I'm Stalin.
Maybe a little.
I'm Stalin. I'm Pol Pot on the weekends. Yeah. It's fun.
I wear brown face.
God.
I wear Asian face.
Right, right.
There's lots going on in the headlines. The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
HuffPost.
Ooh, wee wee.
Well, this is, you know, this gets murkier and murkier. You know, the adult in the room.
Oh, shit.
John Kelly. Although we do have a story we talked about offline.
Crab diving offline motherfucking conversations.
About how Mattis may have saved us from...
Hey,
a war with Iran,
right? Right.
By when Don was saying, you know, those little fast boats they have that just kind of harass the right. Navy and stuff like that. Well, why can't we just sink them?
God, dude, don't be such.
And
a
he's
dick.
Like, give me a plan. I want a plan on how to sink those boats. And Mattis was like, we're not doing that. And the story was that McMaster was on a conference call relaying the president's wishes to Mattis, and that Mattis in front of everybody on the phone call was like, we're not doing that. It's not, that's not going to happen.
God damn.
And
dude.
And that McMaster was like, can I have the room? sent everybody else and had a private combo with Mattis for the rest of the, that's the reporting. And Mattis is like, no, we're not shooting Iranian boats out of the water. It's not going to happen.
I mean, is it part of those little boats that buzz our boats?
Yeah.
Is it part of that thing they want to provoke us into doing something?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, so doesn't Trump see that would be playing? Because I thought the way these Trump lows make you think is like Trump is playing this brilliant strategic three-dimensional chess. And and we're just too dumb to see
That's
all
it.
The fucking layers.
We're all so dumb.
Boo.
I saw somebody, I don't know, tweet comment where the fuck I was somewhere in the internet sphere.
Yes.
But somebody basically was like, okay, so wait, the FBI, the CIA, our entire intelligence administration or whatever, the entire intelligence community, the Department of Justice, and almost our entire police and law enforcement have said the Russians have fucked with our elections. So you either believe that it is this massive conspiracy.
Yes.
Or Trump's lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's stop and think for a half second what could be most likely.
We have evidence to say...
Hourly!
Trump lies.
Evidence that Trump lies.
Right. You know...
They're terrified of his lawyers are terrified of him sitting down with Mueller because he's literally incapable of telling a truth.
The fucking thing is, you just want to take these Trumpalos aside and say Hillary is totally corrupt, full of shit, should be rotting in a jail currently,
any minute,
right now. But Trump. He's telling the truth all the time.
Right.
And Bill Clinton lies.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody lies.
Yep.
So, like,
especially those black ones.
Yes. Trump's the one honest politician that you actually fucking believe in.
It defies any sort of thought, reason, logic, etc.
See, that makes me see what we were talking about earlier about how, like, we all need to get out and vote these Krakens out of office. That makes me not have a lot of confidence in that idea.
Well, we shouldn't. Look what happened.
A lot of people in this country shouldn't vote.
And there's a new wave. I saw a different story earlier of some of these challengers to incumbents that are Republicans that are running that are embracing the Trump. Like that, we did the story, was it yesterday, day before? That woman who's running for... Governor in Illinois?
Yes.
She's in the Republican primary. She's running to for the Republican nomination for governor.
Right.
And she put out that ad that has a guy dressed in a dress, and he's like, Hey, thanks for signing that law that lets me go into any bathroom I want.
That's Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disturbing. But
the point is there's candidates like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the Republican Party in Illinois said, you got to take that down, that's heinous, she said, fuck you.
God, you see, I mean. So
we got Arpaio.
Right.
Who I saw something disturbing.
Yes.
Guess who's in the lead in polls for the Republican nomination?
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No fucking way. I mean, you know, listen, when you look and see how Trump, this Robert Porter guy, they knew all this bad shit he was doing. And the only reason they let him go is they got busted. They got busted. They got found out.
I don't think Trump knew. I don't think Trump knows fuck.
Yeah.
But we know now that Kelly knew. And that's what the headline is over at the HuffPo about.
In fact,
let me finish this Mattis story. Yeah.
No, just say, you know, the stuff with Roy Moore and how the Republicans didn't come out summarily and say, hey, this guy's bad. We can't have him representing our party. It was weird. What Mitch the Bitch originally said about Roy Moore, right, was that, oh, we can't have this.
Hey, who doesn't hang out at high school games to troll high school girls when you're in your 30s? Yeah,
A resounding get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So, like, that is so. I think we can say the GOP is incredibly anti-women.
No.
Incredibly racist. I mean, we got it. The Republicans are just fucking evil. They're nuts.
So Mattis, that says Trump wanted the Pentagon to provide military options for sinking Iranian ships.
Yes.
But Defense Secretary Mattis.
Hello.
Reportedly refused.
God.
This is from the WAPO. They said it was last May the topic of Iranian ships came up when there were signs that Iran might increase military aggression. The report says that Trump personally called for Mattis to put together a plan to sink them, sink the Iranian ships and hit other targets. quote, this is the WAPO. One tense moment came last May as officials grew increasingly concerned about aggressive Iranian behavior. For weeks, Mattis had been resisting requests from the White House to provide military options for Iran. Now Trump made clear that he wanted the Pentagon to deliver a range of plans that included striking Iranian ballistic missile factories.
Oh, shit.
Or hitting Iranian speedboats that routinely harassed U.S. Navy vessels. Why can't we sink them? Trump would sometimes ask about the boats.
He sounds like a guy who just is at the end of the bar yelling shit out at
like
CNN.
Us.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But on the wrong side.
Oh, yeah.
And I would by no means consider myself qualified to run for anything, let alone president.
No, not
maybe local.
I tell you, first executive order I do, make the Black Panthers let them take over local law enforcement. What do you think about that?
U.S. officials said that Trump's request was passed to Mattis by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
Yes.
During a conference call. In the end, the defense secretary refused. At that point, McMaster took Mattis off speakerphone, cleared his staff from the room, and continued the conversation. Mattis is probably like, fuck that. That's the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard.
Shit, man. We got a bunch of, sorry, I was distracted.
Mardi Gras preps outside.
Yeah, the state. I don't want to give away any, I'll say this. I'm not giving away any specific.
Well, we live near downtown.
We live near downtown and we're seeing parade floats go by in preparation for the big Mardi Gras.
Big Mardi Gras celebrations here.
Yeah. Is that tonight?
There's something tonight. There's a big one tomorrow.
Man, that's going to fuck with my show.
Not going on.
Damn it. Okay.
And then is Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday?
I know not.
New Orleans, next year.
Right.
That would be the place to be for some Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, we should go.
I've been to New Orleans, but never during Mardi Gras. So that's what's going on with that. But the headline over to the HuffPo says Trump points to Rob Porter's denials in first remark. Listen to this shit. This is typical. typical.
Did you see the pictures of the woman's face?
Yeah, yeah, the black eyes. And that's supposedly what changed Kelly's tune, was that he was fiercely defending Porter.
Bullshit.
And then the picture was released, and then he was like, well, you know, if these allegations are true, blah, blah, blah. But hey, listen to Schittler today talking about it. Let me take it off mute so we can hear every word from our great leader.
John Kelly's pretending to be an adult.
It was very sad when we heard about it, and certainly he's old.
Now, he's not saying it's very sad that this guy beat the shit out of his wife.
We heard about it!
It's sad that we had to let him go, is what he's talking about. It's sad that he had to leave. Not anything to do with the victims.
Yeah, Jesus.
It was very sad when we heard about it, and certainly he's also... very sad. Now, he also, as you probably know, he says he's innocent. And I think you have to remember that.
Good God.
No, this is HuffPo, so we have to put up with some stupid little music interlude.
He's the worst. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's
cool.
This is one of those dumb videos.
God, he's the worst.
Wait here. You know, they cut in with their own background.
Right.
Here we go. Skipping past their bullshit.
Well, we wish him well. He worked very hard. I found out about it recently, and I was surprised by it. But we certainly wish him well. It's a obviously tough time for him.
It's a tough time for him.
He beat somebody in the face.
It's a tough time for him, Ryan.
What did he do exactly? He beat his wife.
His wife said he like physically dragged her out of the shower one time.
Oh my god.
And was really verbally abusive, and I think it was a girlfriend of his that has the pictures of when he punched her in the face.
Be sad for that happened to those victims. I mean, that's so fucked up.
And that's why he couldn't get security clearance.
Right.
Because they don't give security clearance to people that have stuff like that that could be possibly held over their heads for blackmail. Like, wow, you know, we're going to put it on the front page about you beating the shit out of your wife. It'd be really nice if we had some copies of some documents that you could slip out of there for us.
Man, it's just so fucking fucked up. I mean, God, by the way, I just saw the police just paraded by on the way to that parade. Some of this military bullshit that they have outfitted for cops now.
It is creepy.
Some gigantic SWAT soldier.
Yeah, we need that
transport
here in Pensacola. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You sure it wasn't Army? We do have, or the Naval base?
No, I'm fucking sure it said police on it. SWAT is screwed up.
So, yeah, here's more of Trump. It's obviously a tough time for him.
For Porter.
For him, he did a very good job when he was in the White House, and we hope he has a wonderful career, and hopefully he will have a great career ahead of him. But it was very sad when we heard about it, and certainly he's also very sad. Now, he also, as you probably know, he says he's innocent, and I think you have to remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent. So you'll have to talk to him about that.
And at least two women who very strongly say that he's not.
God damn it, Trump.
But we don't pay attention to them. What about this poor man? What you going to do to his career?
Listen to what he's saying. I mean, fuck Rob Porter in that story. Think about women that are being abused. Think about abusers that are hearing this. They are emboldened.
And that's what women have been told repeatedly when they go to sometimes HR, sometimes to whatever. They said, well, you know, think about what you're going to do to his career.
Fuck that.
Think about what you're doing to his career.
That
you know,
person,
you could ruin him.
Right. Rob Porter terrorized his wife and these women. I mean, imagine you're in the shower and someone physically drags you out of the shower.
Yeah.
You're living under that threat. Why do we give a fuck about him? I don't give a fuck about this guy's fucking career. You know what? He's a rich, straight, white guy with obvious connections. Rob Porter is going to be just fucking fine.
Wake him up in the middle of the night with a giant cleaver to his balls.
Yeah.
And say, you got to sleep sometime, motherfucker.
Right, right.
Actually, get out of there. Yeah. Get out of that relationship.
But how?
But I mean, they're sometimes they're trapped, and part of the abuse cycle,
yeah,
is the how they fuck with your head and emotionally make you think it's your fault.
And what Trump's saying, Trump's very words reinforces that. What he's saying, he's a good guy. You know, he says he's innocent.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you got to remember, he says he's innocent.
There's not one word.
Did Dahmer.
Yeah. He didn't say one thing.
I think.
He didn't say one fucking thing in support of the victims. He didn't say anything.
No,
our president didn't say one fucking thing.
And he won't.
Oh, he says he's innocent. And I think you have to remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent. So you'll have to talk to him about that. But we absolutely wish him well. Did a very good job while he was at the White House. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
You know what? Just listening to this fucking guy, and there is no place for moderates in this fucking government anymore. There's no place for liberals to deal with Trump. I mean, just everything should be done to get this fucking guy out of office, to get liberals out to the voting booths, but there's no more reaching over to the other side. That other side is about violence and racism. There's nothing to do to the GOP other than get them the fuck out of office. That's heinous. God.
It looks like the third highest ranking official in the Justice Department has resigned from her associate attorney general position amid growing criticism from the GOP about alleged anti-Trump bias in the department.
You can't even investigate the Republicans for corruption, or they claim there's a bias against them. That's nuts.
Well, this is kind of scary because this is almost like a purge. She was a driving force behind the reauthorization of a key portion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So she was one of the ones that helped get the bill reauthorized.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that might not be the reason that she quit then. But she's only been 9 months, so she was appointed under this administration. It's not Obama holdover. She and her assistant resigned after only 9 months as second in line in the Russia investigation.
No shit.
Following Sessions' recusal. So that's all we have so far. But
God, what won't these fucking people
do? It's a little creepy that a lot of these people that have been in the sights of Schittler have either been fired or resigning.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that he is not going to put up with being impeached. He's going to do whatever the fuck he can.
Right?
Whatever is in his power. He is a fucking tyrant.
Trump's America?
Yeah.
Before we go over the Drudge, we'll go over the Drudge report in a second, which will be an example of Trump's America.
Duh.
But we've got a TV producer.
Yes.
Oh, I believe we have video.
Okay.
Miami TV news producer Robin Cross.
Right.
Got into a fight with her neighbor about parking.
Oh, shit.
Here's a little of the video. There's nothing happening right now.
Fuck them.
I don't know if you hear that. Fucking something people about, think they're going to fucking park here and play their fucking games. Fuck
what
them.
What is she doing? Is she sitting in a car? Or?
She's standing outside the car.
Okay. Of the person that parked in her spot or something?
I guess.
Yeah.
Here and play their fucking games. Fuck them. They don't fucking own the road. I like the cops tell me that they do.
You're just blocking my driveway.
You know what? You are fucking blocking the right of way of every car that passes down this road.
You cannot block my driveway.
You cannot park in the street either. It's illegal. His car got hit, and the cop told us every car on this fucking street could get fucking ticketed. Yes, I use the word fucking, if you haven't heard it before. Except for your fucking son who dates a fucking nigger.
Boom!
Who is that?
This is a Miami TV producer.
God. Garbage.
Ugh.
I hope she said, fucking gets
then,
fired.
Oh, yeah, here she's walking away. She goes, I said it out loud, finally. Trump's America.
Finally.
I don't have to be PC anymore. I can say the N-word if I want. But if you call her out on it, oh, it's my free speech. You're being so mean to me. How dare you?
She's the victim. She's the victim.
Oh, yeah.
Because she said the N-word and got busted on tape saying it. And I hope that, I hope she fucking loses her job.
I hope so. I don't know what, who knows what she, if she is a producer for Fox, though. She might not. She'll get
she
a promotion.
She might get a bonus. Yes.
WSVN TV. Suspended. WSVN Channel 7 producer has been suspended pending the station's investigation. I don't think you need to investigate. We just played the fucking video of an argument with a neighbor in which she spewed the N-word. She's a 49-year-old, 25-year news veteran.
49 years old. I mean, the thing is, if you're saying that shit out loud to someone, screaming at them, there is no hope for that person.
She's been told to stay home and write a statement explaining her side of the story.
Yeah.
She said she's telling station officials she's been embroiled in a neighborhood dispute since she moved into Fort Lauderdale's Isle of Venice Drive 4 years ago. She says her neighbor, Robert Fenton, and his family have been harassing her about parking near their house. So that she probably, in the video, the ass end of her car is hanging into the guy's drive.
Yeah. So, like, you're blocking my
Get out of my
driveway.
Fucking driveway.
Jesus Christ. What an asshole.
She says she just lost her cool.
No, you're okay. See, like, somebody says something like that. I'd like to. It'd be interesting to go back and see her history of hiring people at that TV station.
Yeah.
And all her little decisions, how her little fucking shitty racist tendencies. She's a racist. How that
she's
affects
a piece
her
of
job.
Shit. Yeah. And it wouldn't be a problem. I mean, you're losing your mind. It'd be a fun video to watch with you saying fuck, 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 fuck all the time. But if you hadn't dropped the N-bomb, you wouldn't be in trouble, Snowflake.
You just look like an asshole.
Right, you look like a lunatic who lost her cool. You dropped the F-bomb, now we know that you're a lunatic racist who lost her cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then she says, there, I said it out loud.
Yeah, finally, I said it out loud. So she's been wanting to call to say something about the son dating an N-word. Now I finally get to say it. Trump!
If you support Trump, you're a Trump person, so that means to feel vindication, you have to go after a child based on the ethnicity of the person they're dating. Wow, that is
his son,
so fucked up.
The neighbor's son, local lawyer, Avery Fenton, says his girlfriend is a wonderful woman who often joins him when he visits his dad.
Okay.
He goes to visit his dad. He brings his girlfriend, who is not white.
Right. This idiot who can't figure out where to park her stupid fucking car has to go all be racist.
They're asking, it is a Fox affiliate.
Nah.
They're asking for the Fox affiliate to fire her.
Yeah, fire her. Do it.
Avery Fenton wrote, your employee reduced my girlfriend to nothing other than a slur based off of the color of her skin.
Yeah, you're garbage.
At one point, the father says, it's not in the video, but she was waving her press credentials at him. She was using her press credentials as a weapon. She's saying, look at who I am and how much power I have. I'm going to get you.
Who gives a fuck about your fucking press credentials? Hello, television producers out there. If you're listening to this show, good job on the TV you produce. Wonderful. You aren't geniuses. You aren't anointed by God. I know most of you think you're...
Well,
you're,
fair and balanced, Fox, right?
Yes, oh yes.
Fair and
there's
balanced.
Some, yeah, there's something about TV people, though. It's those upper positions. They really think they're like, you know...
Genius entertainment moguls, yeah.
You're lucky. You suck the right dick, you kiss the right ass, whatever. Congratulations, you have a wonderful career in television. You got lucky. waving your press credentials around.
Of both sexes, of anybody. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Anybody, not just women.
Oh, absolutely.
So there you go. Trump's America, everybody.
Yeah, God.
Trump's America.
That's fucked up.
Fox affiliate.
Of course it's Fox.
Where is my... Oh, let's see what's going on at the Drudge Report. Let's see what they're considering important over there. It is Faithless Friday.
That's right.
It's about stocks. Stocks bounce in Hell Week. At one point today, they were down like 2%, and then it came back and it was up 2%. So
wait a second.
People Schindler's are losing their charge. Minds. Yeah.
I thought the stock market was supposed to be great with this guy.
Well, it is. That's very wrong what they did.
Oh, yes.
Very bad.
That's unreal, his statement. That's unreal.
Elsewhere in the world.
Did Trump read all the press about this Robert Porter thing? And did he think America wanted to hear concern over Rob Porter?
He was asked.
Oh, he was asked. It's just odd. It's odd.
He was asked, you know, what do you have to say about what's going on with Rob Porter?
God, it's just weird. He's bizarre.
And now Kelly is, being looked at and in Trubs, and there's some reports that he offered to resign, but the White House is saying not true.
Oh my God, let him resign. Jesus Christ.
Now, this is again over at the WAPO. Washington House Chief of Staff John Kelly today instructed senior staff to communicate a version of events about the departure of Staff Secretary Rob Porter that contradicts the Trump administration's previous accounts.
Oh shit. Well, fuck.
During a staff meeting, Kelly told those in attendance to say that he took action to remove Porter within 40 minutes of learning that abuse allegations from two ex-wives were credible.
Okay.
He told the staff he took immediate and direct action, one of the officials said, adding that people after the meeting expressed disbelief with one another.
God damn. So, like...
It's Stalin-esque Republican rewriting of history.
Damn, it's as if you don't even need to. You know when they said way back when about these press conferences that maybe the media shouldn't show up anymore.
Yeah.
Because if it's all going to be lies,
you're just helping them disseminate their lies.
Yeah.
That version of events contradicts both the public record and accounts from numerous other White House officials as the Porter drama unfolded. Kelly, who first learned of the domestic violence allegations against Porter months ago.
Yes.
Issued a glowing statement of support for Porter's personal character after the allegations first surfaced publicly on Tuesday.
Right.
And privately urged him to remain on the job.
Damn.
Until the next day when the resignation was announced.
Okay.
At Friday's meeting today, Kelly also told subordinates to convey to other White House aides that he cares about domestic violence. tell everybody I care about domestic violence.
You shouldn't have to.
I think maybe Trump is like some intellect vorpal hole or something, like some black hole.
Stupid.
He sucks the intelligence out of people when you're around him for too long. Cause look at his children. They're all stupid
heinous.
As fuck.
Heinous. Well, I mean, or he just attracts shitheads. You know what I mean? Like all these people that work for him are fuck faces. They all suffer from fuck face-itis. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck faces attract fellow fuck faces. Maybe. But it could be both. He could also be an intellect. What do you call it? An intellect vorpal?
Vorpal hole.
Vorpal. What is vorpal?
I don't. It's a
Doctor Who thing.
It might be a Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Vorpal blade is a big nasty.
A vorpal sword?
Yeah.
A phrase is used by Lewis Carroll in his nonsense poem Jabberwocky.
Oh, it's from Jabberwocky.
Which has been taken up in several other media.
Like Dungeons and Dragons. Wow.
I never heard that before. That's cool.
There you go. A little education from geekdom.
Oh, neat, man.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is about the stupid stock market, which we're all so concerned about.
Wow. So if you have a vorpal blade, you use it to, it's used for decapitation.
Well, yeah.
That's what it says. It says, Vorpal blades have the ability to decapitate opponents on lucky strikes. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, if you roll a...
it's luck, you're
playing,
like gambling.
If you're playing Dungeons & Dragons specifically, yes. Unless the things have changed, in order to see if you've struck something with your magic Vorpal blade, you roll a 20-sided dice. And usually it would be considered a critical if you roll a 20 out of 20.
Okay,
that means you not only hit them, but you hit the fuck out of them.
Good God. That's amazing.
Then sometimes there's other charts that you can then roll again and determine how much of a fuck you hit them.
One, two, and through and through, the Vorpal blade went snicker snack. He left it dead, and with its head, he went galumphing back.
There you go.
It's amazing. It's amazing how many games are created from just two cubes with just numbers on the sides of the fucking cube.
Or dodecahedrons with numbers. Or.
I mean, I was at a bar the other night. I don't know. I'd never played dice before in my life. I rolled the dice once. I won $6. I don't even know why.
I don't even know how. That,
I got the fuck out of there. Have a good night, everybody.
Down $50.
I won
10 more minutes.
No, it's just dollar games. You still need a dollar.
Oh yeah,
fucking $6.
So there you go, John Kelly. Apparently now,
right,
trying to rewrite history a little bit.
Ooh. The adult in the room theory.
Yeah, what happened? Look at just the garbage people that are in the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Just lying.
Yeah.
Lying. First of all, giving fuck all about domestic abuse.
They don't give a shit.
And lying.
I mean, I'm thinking about what this guy did, and to know what he did. I mean, listen, it's a couple of things, right? Because it's disturbing. Like the FBI, they do these background checks on people. And when we were talking about it either on the show or offline, that you want to find out
wasted pearls.
Yes. You get all these pearls everywhere. You want to find out ways people are vulnerable to blackmail and shit like that, right?
Yes.
So like
if you're like deeply in debt.
Yeah. So
you might not get clearance.
Right. Because you could be bribed. Right.
You're right. They could say, hey, we'll get you out. We'll give you 100 G's. Get you out of all that debt.
Then how the fuck did we elect this Trump? Because I thought Trump was deeply in debt.
Right. They don't care. All ethics have gone. The Republican Party is utterly devoid of ethics.
Right.
Utterly.
They don't fucking care.
Unless a Democrat does something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Then pearl clutching.
Oh yes.
Of infinite
fucking
strength.
Hillary Clinton had email. I see what pisses me off. These goddamn idiots probably can't even articulate what exactly went on with those emails. She had them stored on a server that wasn't secure.
No, she sent all of them to Russia.
Right. This guy drug his wife out of the, or his girlfriend, whatever, out of the fucking shower, beat her about the face.
She BCC'd Vladimir Putin on everything.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, right.
Everything.
And
even
she,
Chelsea's wedding plans.
She was fucking Uma Abedin, and she missed the alert about Benghazi. Is that what went down?
There's video of that on Wiener's laptop.
God damn. Fuck.
I mean, according to the Looney Sphere.
Ugh. Please don't approach me in the near future and say something. All right, both sides are corrupt, unless you want an earful.
But yeah, they're both the same.
Oh yeah, very similar.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's knock off a quick couple of stories from the bulging spreadsheet here of the crab diving spreadsheet.
Yes.
Let's have an inspirational good story. But again, good news? Question mark?
Oh, right. Right.
It would be good if this wonderful human did not need to do what he did and sacrifice himself. This is out of Montana.
Fuck you, boy.
It's on our Facebook. Join our Facebook community, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
Tweet us during the show or anytime.
Twat us.
At crab diving.
Yes.
Montana.
Is that a country or are they part of us?
It's a lovely state where you can drive as fast as you want.
I used to be able to.
Huh?
Briefly, and it's
Bozeman, right?
It's beautiful, but I mean, I don't know that they have rules. I really don't. That one guy, that one politician from that area, didn't he body slam somebody and he still got elected?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cared.
Montana man is now a sensation online and considered a hero. After his name is Jordan Deardall Roberts.
Okay.
Hyphenated.
Deardall.
He was a legal secretary within the department.
Hello.
Within some department of the somewhere in the Montana government. I don't know. It doesn't say exactly what department.
What would it be? The department of driving real fast with a gun rack in the back of your pickup department.
The he wrote on the Twitter on Wednesday.
Fuck you.
That, well, he's quit because he's refusing. Oh, the labor department. There we go.
Labor.
He worked in the fucking labor department guy.
Right.
Finds out that he's been assigned to handle paperwork to help track down undocumented immigrants and give them to ICE.
So they want a list. They want a list of people.
There were going to be subpoenas for information that would end up being used to hunt down and deport undocumented workers, he wrote on Twitter. It would have been my responsibility to prepare the information and hand them off to ICE. I refuse to aid in the breaking up of families. I refuse to just follow orders. This isn't an easy direction as it puts me in a delicate financial position. He quit.
Damn.
I'm not going to do it.
That guy's a hero. Really?
I immediately said, I don't think I can help with that. I began talking with management about what the deal was, but I pretty much understood at that point. The department is in communication. The department said they offered to relocate him to another position, but it appears he declined. He said, the department is in communication with Jordan. It's our understanding his decision to resign is based on his personal opposition to the federal administration's rhetoric on immigration.
Yeah.
His involvement in the process of responding to subpoenas was limited to assisting attorneys with processing requests. Well, it doesn't matter if you're being asked to participate in any part of the chain. I'm not collaborating.
Right.
I'm not a Vichy.
Yeah, yeah.
American.
God damn. Good for this guy.
The regional director for ICE says they routinely subpoena local, state, and federal agencies and private companies for further information in furtherance of ongoing investigations. Declined to talk about specifics here. Deardall Roberts wrote on Twitter, I'm drawing my line in the sand here. Cooperation with this regime is not acceptable.
Damn, good for this guy. I mean,
people offered to help him out. He did say, well, okay, we'll accept some donations to help support us as I look for a new job. But then a little while later tweeted, please stop. I've got enough money. Quote, he said, instead, send the money you were going to send to me to the people of Puerto Rico or Flint, Michigan.
Right. God damn. Well, this guy should run for office.
He tweeted out, people have been asking me why I'm doing this if I have a child.
Like
I'm doing this because I have a child. I want to be able to look my child in the eye.
You're talking about ICE to say they're investigating people. All they're doing is compiling a list of brown people to deport.
Well, right. And utter lie when Trump said we're just going to go after the ones that have committed crimes, the ones that are criminals.
Right. That's bullshit.
And we have daily reports now of families that are being ripped apart. Sometimes people that have been here for decades.
Yeah, believe in him. See, when people believe shit like that, that's part of the normalization. There's no reason to believe Trump. He fucking lies. So that's one thing we know.
Some good people out there. Sadly,
that's awesome.
It's turning into early Nazi Germany where people are having to quit. People are having to stand up. People are pretty soon they're going to be offering sanctuary to DACA recipients because the fuckholes of Congress probably won't pass anything in time.
Well, I mean, if you got a list of people and you got names and addresses, well, you can't stay there. It's not safe. I would presume that ICE is coming, right? I mean,
there's already some guy holed up in a church somewhere.
Yeah.
Asking for sanctuary.
This is so fucked up.
Yeah, this is, we've become.
We did this. This has happened.
In the 1940s, we killed people.
I mean, did we not learn yet?
That tried to do this.
We really need to die. I mean, I'm sure. Take a look at this country. Look where we are.
Yeah.
All these white supremacists marching with no fucking hoods. The ladies walking around their fucking neighborhood just yelling out the N-word.
Right.
This is
fucked up. I don't have to be PC anymore. I could be a racist hate bag.
A lot of it, too, is like people just. We've talked about this on the show. I've never understood the vocabulary of like a virtue signaler. Or like the idea of being PC or identity politics, the idea of doing something because it's right or introducing the term right. Like race into conversations.
I saw a comment the other day, like it's something about you do-gooders.
What is that a negative?
I was,
God.
I was like, well, wait a second. Isn't that what we all should strive to be?
Yeah.
Our do-gooders?
And if that comes from a place of cynicism, like maybe the guy calling someone a do-gooder isn't necessarily a do-batter, whatever that fucking means.
It was about this shit. It was about immigration and saying these people who were brought here as kids should be handed citizenship papers. It's that simple.
Oh, you're a do-gooder.
Not work and toil for a decade or 12 more years.
We should all want to be do-gooders. We should all want to be PC.
Do-gooders is a pejorative. How?
What?
Well, only in America right now under the Trump administration and the vile white hate fucks that are in charge could the term do-gooder be used as a pejorative.
And when people have a negative connotation of the term social justice warrior,
right?
Why? You know what that means? A racist person will say, oh, what are you, an SJW? That means that they can't imagine that somebody would do the right thing and think outside of themselves.
Right.
Like, they're just so cynical. Social justice warrior? My God, we should all be social justice warriors. We should all be set to social justice warriors. We should all want to be PC. What the fuck?
I don't get it.
Being not PC means you're saying something that makes somebody feel bad or you dehumanize them. What the fuck?
You're just a cuck.
Oh, yes. God damn it.
Fox, meanwhile, of course, is downplaying anything about the White House knowing... About Porter's abuse and everything.
Why would Fox or the GOP take a moment to consider the victim in any of this? God.
Meanwhile, did you see what Orrin Hatch said? He needs to go. That fucking fossil. And this is one of I think the reason that he's going after these women. Is I didn't realize that this Porter dude is a Mormon.
Oh, my God. Orrin Hatch is going after the women that have accused this dick bag of abuse.
Let me see what he said. But the Colby Holderness and Jennifer Willoughby are the two women who detailed in graphic detail about how abusive Porter was. Holderness said he once dragged her wet and naked out of the shower. Another time he punched her in the face. Oh, it's the same one. One, then this ties in with Faithless Friday here.
Faithless Friday.
She, says, it was scary, but it wasn't like it was life threatening. For years, I would go to Mormon bishops and I would try to find the words to explain what was going on, but I was at a loss beyond the explanation that he got physical with me. The violence escalated to where Porter was choking his wife.
Oh, my God.
It was not hard enough for me to pass out, but it was scary, humiliating, and dehumanizing. It wasn't until I went to a secular counselor at my work one summer and told him what was going on. He was the first person, not a male religious leader, who told me that what was happening to me was not okay. So she was going to religious leaders.
Yes.
And they were like, you should forgive him. He's trying.
I mean, he's a big, powerful guy, right? I mean, that's where they're coming from. They didn't want to go against this guy and support her.
They're religious leaders in the Mormon church, male dominated. She repeatedly heard, when I tried to get help, I was counseled to consider carefully how what I said might affect his career.
Oh my God. What about her
safety?
By
these religious evil fucks.
God, what if pulling her out of the shower, she would have fell, hit her head, she's dead or in a coma. How the fuck would they feel?
She said that she had described Porter's anger issues to an official in the Mormon church. She said the official told her, think carefully about what she said publicly about his behavior. Keep in mind, Rob has career ambitions, he said.
God, what about her ambition to live, to not be beaten, to be a human being, to not be feel like she's trapped by this fucking abuser?
Similarly, the story, one of those, the victims of Nasser, the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. The doctor guy?
The gymnast guy, yeah.
For those of you not watching like pervs through the window here at Crab Diving Studios, at Vile Experience was trying to come up with the word for gymnast, and you started moving your hands around in a...
In a very gymnasticky
kind of way.
The gymnast. One of the gymnasts said she went to her church, Christians, yes, and got the same shit.
That's...
You should forgive him.
That's a real fucking problem, man.
It's a big fucking problem.
Fuck.
Yay, religion. Yay, religion.
You know, I had a friend in...
if you're a white dude.
Yeah.
Yay, religion.
Yeah, right. Listen, there's no rules.
Anything else.
There's no fucking rules. What is it with the people at the Mormon church that didn't want to tell her to go to the police or didn't want to do anything to protect her? What is it that... Why?
It's the patriarchy.
Is it some weird...
It's probably her fault for some reason.
Are they
the male is right. supposed to run the household and the woman's supposed to be subservient.
God, what a nightmare.
If
all this, the dick sucking you Jesus fuckers do with your savior, I would think, I mean, wouldn't Jesus want these religious leaders to protect these women? I mean, they should be worried about the woman and not the repercussions on Rob Porter. God.
Orrin Hatch, who really needs just a hyena to have a diarrhea on his face.
Come on, God, get going with this guy. Come on, call him.
Issued two different statements before and after the picture of her black eye was released. But he should be removed from office for the statement beforehand when the accusations came out. Because listen to what this fucker said. There were two different statements that came out responding to accusations against Porter. But Pat Hatch had only been told there was an attempt to undercut Porter concerning his marriages when he wrote the first statement. So they're trying to say, well, he didn't have all the information on the first statement. Listen to this fucking statement.
Oh, my God.
It is incredibly discouraging to see such a vile attack on such a decent man.
Oh, my God.
Shame on any publication that would print this. And shame on the politically motivated, morally bankrupt character assassins that would attempt to sully a good man's name.
Oh, my God. God,
it's the victims he's talking about.
I mean, that is saying what she is, the bad person.
Politically motivated, morally bankrupt character assassin.
She didn't want to get beat anymore. I mean, that's.
Then they say, well, once he was informed about the severity of the allegations, he said, I'm heartbroken by today's allegations. In every interaction I've had with Rob, he's been courteous, professional, and respectful. You weren't fucking him.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a woman.
Motivated.
You're not a woman.
Well, he's been really nice to me at the club. We've snapped towels a couple of times over in the Senate gym.
Can you imagine you if you reach out, you're in some relationship where someone's abusing you. You reach out, you want help to get out of the thing. It's politically motivated. Yeah.
And even then,
what the fuck?
Even then, he didn't. My staff loved him. He was a trusted advisor. I do not know the details of Rob's personal life. Domestic violence in any form is abhorrent. I'm praying for Rob and those involved.
Shove your prayers up your old fucking white asshole. Right. Yay. Thank you.
God, it started
praying.
It started on their honeymoon. It says,
God, you know what I said? It says like she didn't want to get beat anymore. She didn't want to get beat in the first place. I didn't mean
on
anymore,
their honeymoon. You know? He called his second wife a fucking bitch.
Wow.
They say, well, awful. She also had a protective order in 2010. So her evil deep state.
Yes.
Plan was, I know in 7 years he's going to be working for Donald Trump, who's going to be president.
Yes.
So I'm going to file a restraining order against him so that I can bring this up against him later.
It's insane that Orrin Hatch would suggest that. This person is concerned about their own safety, that she doesn't give a shit about the guy's career.
Yeah.
She wants to get out of this relationship.
So fuck Orrin Hatch.
That's insane.
And that old fossil.
Hey, do you Republicans have any fucking morals? Do you have any standards?
No.
When someone, if a Democrat had said that, they fucking would be driven out of the party. They would be out of the party.
Yeah.
But not the Republicans.
Ooh.
You don't care. You run those fuckers for Senate.
Promote them. If Ike Turner were around today, he'd have a cabinet position.
Oh, fuck yeah. Of course. How do these dirtbags find their way into Trump's administration? How do these abusers find their way into the Republican Party? You kind of start have to ask yourself that. I mean, are you guys actually looking for racists? Are you looking for wife beaters? Yeah. Why
Craigslist
are they turning
ads.
Up?
So that's what's going on.
God, what the fuck?
It's such a great time we live in.
Oh, yeah.
In America. God bless America.
This is bullshit. This fucking John Kelly, fuck you. Oh, God. Just quit. So, if you have any heart, any bit of soul, just get out of this fucking Trump administration. Quit propping him up.
Three scandals this week, was it? Two scandals, two Republican fake scandals this week so far. By the way, there's reports now that they may be, you know, Nunes was on Fox, of course.
Yes.
And saying, oh, yeah, well, I've got four more memos that we're working on. One's for the State Department, one's for, you know, they're just preparing all these flash grenades.
You're writing fiction.
Well, now it's the rumors are that their memo strategy may not happen because the last one really shat in their face so badly.
Ooh, yes.
And that's the thing with this memo. You know, we should be more outraged that Trump is dragging his balls on releasing the the Democratic memo. But who cares? The memo, Nunes's memo was such a shit burger anyway.
Right,
there was utterly nothing there. We don't even need the 10-page rebuttal.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to sway the lunatics because they won't even look at it. They're going to say it's all Democrat lies.
Well, I mean, you know, there is something to be said to having, you know.
Well, they should. I'm just saying we're not.
Right.
There's no need for us to scream bloody murder about it.
Yeah.
Because it was it's a big zero.
Right. It's not going to fucking sway anybody.
this week, a couple days ago, there was more. Texts released.
Yes.
Between Lisa Page and what's his name? Strzok. I forget. I don't know. His first name's in here somewhere. Peter, maybe?
Peter Strzok.
And the lovebirds, Steve Doocy loves to refer to them, the lovebirds over in the FBI.
They're just two people texting back and forth, and every once in a while they have something negative to say about our piece of shit, pussy-grabbing president.
And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, by the way.
in those
but
texts.
The Republicans left those texts
so what the
out
fuck?
Of their outrage. That... Strzok voted for Kasich, wanted Kasich to win. Not even a Democrat.
Right.
Yet they're saying these two are part of the deep state that greased the dildo for Hillary.
It's good enough. It's good enough for the idiots. Grease the dildo. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a dildo greaser. I am.
It's like the poor guy that has to clean out the sex dolls in Paris.
All right. The chimney sweep.
And in Amsterdam. And
yes.
Apparently there's a bunch of those sex doll brothels now.
Damn, it's expensive, those sex doll brothels. How much do they say? $180 bucks to rent a doll?
Trump even tweeted, "The latest texts are a bombshell." All caps.
Right. A bombshell.
Bombshell. It started out as a bombshell alert text messages, according to Fox News.
Fuck you, boy.
Showed that then President Barack Obama may have been improperly involved in the Clinton email investigation. By midday, it had already been debunked. So in the morning,
yes,
they start out with bombshell texts revealed that Obama was, when he said that he wasn't involved in being briefed in the Hillary email investigation, bombshell texts revealed that's not true.
Yeah, and just a few hours later?
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's nothing.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Jeez.
Because they weren't talking about the Clinton email investigation at all. They were talking about Obama. The text said something like, Lisa Page, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Okay.
They were talking about what are we doing about Russian incursion into our election.
Right. He's concerned.
That was the convo that was going on. Fox News puts one text on the screen. POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Oh, my God. It's totally out of context.
So obviously he was talking about the email investigation.
You know what struck me when you said that? POTUS wants to know everything we're doing about Russia.
Which he should.
Think back to a time when we had a president that wanted to know the answer to that question. This guy didn't want to know fucking dick. He doesn't even read the intelligence briefings. He doesn't give a fuck.
Media Matters here says, by the end of the day, the story had morphed into a sad charade by the network to pretend that Obama being briefed about Russian interference in the election was somehow a scandal all by itself.
What a scandal! Our president wants to know what's going on with Russia fucking with our fucking elections.
And then the story, you go over to Media Matters, it really chronicles how in one day, their lies are discovered, they move the goalpost.
What do you mean? Like,
well, here. Okay, here. Here's
they just totally changed the subject.
Yeah. Here's the three morons. Kilmeade,
bleh.
Earhart,
bleh.
Steve Doocy. Everybody, this morning, bombshell: new anti-Trump text messages revealed. Fox News alert. It says on the screen. Fox News alert.
Oh, come on, it's such bullshit.
This is all prepared. Senator Ron Johnson, Homeland Security Committee, has this paper out. It's called The Clinton Email Scandal and the FBI Investigation into It.
Well titled.
No kidding. What's curious, though, is one of the email passages from September the 2nd, 2016. And apparently the FBI was preparing Director Comey for something because they were preparing talking points. And the text message simply reads, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing, which brings up
POTUS, the president of the United States.
He wants to be
wants
informed.
To know what's going on. Oh, my God.
Well, isn't POTUS? I mean, he's the boss, right? Do you guys have jobs? A lot of times my boss will ask me something that I'm doing. What's going on with this? They want to know what.
Oh, that's, you've got some deep state shit going on in your company.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wants to know everything we're doing, which brings up the question.
And did you know the way that this jizz stain laid the foundation here as when he was saying, now, you know, there's some curious things here. And apparently Comey was was they were preparing Comey talking points on something.
Well, he's the director of the fucking FBI.
But listen to that spin.
Oh, yeah. On something.
On something. You know, ooh, obviously it was Comey, so it's nefarious because he's evil and 100% anti-Trump. That's all he cares about.
Don't you think Comey every once in a while, it's like he's when he was director of the FBI, he's like, hey, I'm gonna need some talking points on something, okay?
Well, it's about
God
the...
damn.
It was about the what's going on with Russia's interference. POTUS wanted to know, what are you guys learning? What are you guys doing about the Russians interfering
what
with our election?
Fuck. That, yes, of course.
Not let me know how well it's going in covering up email Hillary's email scandal.
Boo.
Let me know, guys.
Yes. God.
Wants to know everything.
But that's how insidious this bullshit, this disinformation is over at fucking Fox and how evil these fuckers are.
I mean, they took that out of context.
That's all they do.
Which brings up the question. Are they talking about the President of the United States? Are they talking about Barack Obama? Does that mean he was involved?
What do you think POTUS is, you asshole? Are they talking about the President? Are they talking about Barack Obama?
President of the United States.
Obama, does that mean he was involved in whatever they were doing? That's a bombshell.
Well, Oh! Does that mean he was involved? First of all, they weren't doing anything.
Right.
There's not one shred of evidence that they were doing anything untoward except texting each other.
That's fucking nuts.
There's zero evidence that they were biased in any of these investigations
right.
or anything. 0.0. And Ducey says, does that show that Obama was involved in whatever they were doing? That's a bombshell.
Good God. These people are fucking...
Right. It's Joseph Goebbels shit.
It really is.
And not joking around, not being hyperbolic.
Do you
think... is 100% propaganda disinformation. Not misinformation.
Yes.
Disinformation. Implicit,
right.
on purpose, lying and obfuscating to make the president look good.
You think the president contacts Fox and Friends and say, hey, guys...
He tweets to him every day.
That's right. He tweets to him.
Love what you said today, Fox and Friends.
It's right in front of our fucking faces.
Right. Here's a little.
I mean, that's very diplomatic of you to say, were they talking about it? But we only have one president at a time.
Well, we don't know that it was specifically about them. Who knows?
You could be talking, you could be talking about Washington or John Adams.
No, but sometimes.
Could be president of a company, maybe.
So now they're trying to make it. They're trying to be cute and say.
Right, right.
Oh, well. You know, maybe he's not talking about President Obama. So this is that little grain of truth.
Yeah.
Yes, they're talking about Obama. Proof. Proof.
But it's the FBI.
Right.
I mean, why? Of course.
Maybe it was about lunch. The lunch order that they all had. The president wants to know what we're doing about lunch.
Right, right. Well, and also, I mean, you know... The president might be concerned about what the FBI is doing sometimes, right?
Which
I mean,
is what they were
the
talking
fuck?
About. But these assholes take these evil propagandists.
Oh, yes.
Take these Baghdad Bobettes.
Right.
Take it and lie.
Yes. That's crazy.
Here's the last couple seconds. Kilmeade. Oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's talking about the President Washington. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Everybody's hilarious.
Or John Adams.
No, but
could
sometimes.
Or president of a company, maybe?
Right. Yeah. We
just don't know. We need to see more of the email. Right. And there are
and
hundreds of thousands.
And the ones that.
Oh, now all of a sudden, Ducey. I'm the. Well, no. We need to see more. We don't have the whole story.
Oh, my God.
That I just laid out.
He's like, yeah, but there's hundreds of thousands.
We don't have the whole story. So there you go. The Fox and Friends. So then. As the story went on, 8:30 a.m. Ducey said, those text messages are now raising even more questions about the FBI and perhaps President Obama's involvement during the Clinton investigation of her email server. And even on the alleged regular programs, their normal news programs, during America's Newsroom, Fox News contributor Guy Benson claimed the text message might suggest undue presidential interest and or influence. Anchor Bill Hemmer, who's supposed to be a regular journalist, allegedly, but he is at Fox, said, boy, that opens up a whole new can of worms, guy. Whole new can of worms. And notice how this guy Benson said it again. It might suggest undue presidential interest and or influence. It's the old, I'm just saying, we're just asking the question. Ducey's great at that. Well, you know, might this have happened? Might Barack Obama have done this? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I'm not saying he did. During the next show, happening now on Fox, one of their contributors, Rachel Campus Duffy, said that the text looks like it was about the Hillary Clinton investigation. There's zero evidence of that. All it says is POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. That's it. Well, that text, it looks like they're talking about the investigation, of course. Thank you. Ryan took the dog out, who apparently, I think because she's getting older, her bladder's getting smaller. Rachel Campos Duffy said on one of the next shows, that text looks like it was about the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Oh, my God.
How does the text, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing, or something like that, or what we're doing.
Yeah.
How does that say? It doesn't say about Hillary's email investigation. It says zero.
Right.
This idiot, this asshole, Rachel Campus Duffy said, well, you know, it looks like it's about the Hillary thing.
Yes. How do we? How is that person able to figure out what everything means unless they're omniscient?
And then she said, President Obama clearly had a stake in her being exonerated.
Okay.
And Trump not winning the election. Well, true. He would prefer that Hillary be exonerated of stuff she's not guilty of.
Yeah.
If there's nothing for her to be guilty for.
Normal people would hope
her
that.
Her not being locked up for something is probably a good thing.
Right. And well, he's a Democrat. I mean, I assume.
And of course he didn't want Trump to win the election.
He campaigned for her, didn't he?
Well, you know, President Obama has a stake in Trump not winning the election. Therefore, this text is true and means that Obama needs to be locked up now.
And for idiot dick bags that voted for fucking Donald Trump, that's all you need.
And then she said, this is just like a mystery. It keeps unfolding and unfolding, and it gets dirtier and dirtier. It doesn't. Show us.
Right. What do you mean? You're a journalist, right?
It's every piece of dirt they allegedly dig up gets pissed on when reality hits it. What about your secret society, you fuckers?
What happened to that?
Well, right.
If that existed, if there was a secret society that was controlling everything in this country.
Well, you just don't want to know the truth.
The existence of that society would be the biggest thing in the fucking news. It would eclipse everything else, right?
Meanwhile, there's documented and actionable, there were firings done about an actual conspiracy against a presidential candidate
right.
by a rogue FBI office in New York, and that would have been against Hillary Clinton, and those guys were fired
right.
and or whatever
yeah,
for trying to... That actually happened. That's proof. We have proof that that happened. That there was a rogue FBI office trying to dig up dirt on Hillary.
Yeah. So what? God, imagine if that little bit of that story was flipped on the other side.
Well, according to them, it is.
Well,
it's
right.
not just a rogue office. It's everybody in the FBI.
It's hopeless.
Then the debunks started rolling out around noon.
Yes.
Think Progress focused on the timeline of events and said, well, this new conspiracy is, quote, a total fraud.
Right.
This is by noon.
Yeah,
Ducey,
yeah.
We just, the clip I just played of Ducey and those idiots.
He just said
was
it.
9 in the morning.
So this is 3 hours
later. 3 hours later, Think Progress was like, well, this is a total fraud.
It went from bombshell to fucking bullshit in 3 fucking hours.
Vox had a headline that says, meanwhile, Trump had tweeted it, by the way, leapt upon it.
Right.
And tweeted it out, all caps even. Trump says new FBI texts are bombshell. They're not.
God damn it.
That's over at Vox. And it says, even the Murdoch-owned Wall Street Journal poured cold water on it.
Okay.
According to the journal, the text messages Fox used to suggest Obama was meddling in the Clinton email investigation actually referred to the investigation into Russian interference in the election. CNN then also came to the same conclusion.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But over at Fox, it says when their narrative started to fall apart, everybody over there started running through a couple of different plays.
Yes.
First, they tried to erase the network's role.
Right.
In hyping it. On Special Report, this is a show on Fox.
I mean, they said it was a bombshell.
They said there was some speculation that it was about the Hillary Clinton email investigation, but now there's talk that that was about the Russia potential collusion investigation.
Bombshell.
But now it's raising more questions and more criticism. It's not.
Okay.
Another panelist said initially some people thought it had to do with the old Hillary Clinton email investigation.
Wow.
Some people.
Some people, you said it was a bombshell.
You people.
Yeah, it's, we did. We yes. thought.
Deucey has a little crotch tent being able to read about his little bombshell.
You know, NPR, they do this thing. It's either Friday or Saturday. They do a fuck up roundup. They don't call it that, but, you know, they go through and they say all the things they got wrong during, I think, Morning Edition or after, whatever. They just say, so-and-so said this on this date. They were mistaken. Here's what happened.
Right.
It's none of these some people. It's none of this bullshit. They just said they were wrong.
A lot of people are saying.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like this.
Another tactic that they tried to use, this is all Media Matters that put this together. Another tactic that Fox was trying was claiming that the details are still up for debate.
Oh, okay.
1 hour after the story had completely fallen apart, host Martha McCollum.
Yes.
Introduced a segment on the topic asking, what was Obama keeping tabs on?
Oh my
that
God.
Part of the story is still up for debate. It was not.
They figured it out.
Yes.
It's sort of like the damage is done already, right? They set their big morning show that most of their people probably fucking watched. They said it was a bombshell. So no matter what comes out after that, it doesn't fucking matter, right?
So later, then they moved the goalpost.
Yes.
The initial scandal that Obama was sticking his nose into the Clinton email investigation.
Yes.
Then moved into a different scandal. They started saying that, well, even if the text was referring to the Russian interference, well, that's a scandal by itself. Nonetheless, we should note that in April 2016, Obama insisted to our own Chris Wallace he never spoke to the attorney general or the FBI director about any pending investigations at all.
No, okay.
But now we know he did. He didn't speak to them about pending investigations about the emails.
Right.
He may have spoken to them about the pending investigation into Russian interference in our elections.
Yeah. I mean, it's not what you said. It's not what you said at all. And in fact, you said it was a bombshell.
And then they said, well, you know, learning that it's in fact about the Trump-Russia meddling in the election is far more interesting.
Okay.
This is just a tiny part of a much larger scandal.
Oh, okay. Yes. What? You're telling
the scandal that Barack Obama wanted to know, hey, what's going on? The Russians are fucking with our elections. What are you guys finding out about it?
In a larger scandal? I mean, what could be the larger scandal than the Russians meddling in our fucking elections, our electoral process? That's supposed to be the cornerstone of what the democracy is built on. Russia fucked with our elections.
Right.
There's not a bigger story. Part of what bigger story?
So somehow that's a big scandal that Obama wanted to know what was going on with the Russian investigation.
Everything.
Because obviously it was all about getting Trump, because by that time Obama had already used suckers to climb the outside of Trump Tower and personally bug the Trump offices.
I mean, it's, you know what? It's a perfect this idea of making the Trumpalos believe Trump is a victim. And once they believe that, they think all this evidence is a big smear campaign against him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect because that's their narrative anyway, right? The poor put upon right. white guy.
Right, right, right.
It's insanity.
I want to get to some more of these Faithless Friday stories, but the other one was this Uranium One. The Uranium One scandal again yes. popped up this week. This time it was a bombshell witness
right.
who said Hillary totally sold everything.
Totally
got money. And a Russian told me that the only reason they were doing it was they were giving money because they knew they could give money to Hillary and that right. she'd sell them the uranium.
Yes.
And then it turns out that this guy is about as believable as Trump.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
even Trump's own current Justice Department
right.
said he's not a credible witness.
His own Justice Department said that.
So that one lasted all of 5 minutes.
Right.
Also the other day. But all Uranium One was trending on Twitter again.
Right. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. People say, well, that must mean something. There's a threat of something there. There must be something going yeah. on that we just don't see.
Yeah.
But there's all this shit going on that we can see. There's all this evidence pointing to the fact that Russia fucked with our elections, that Trump colluded with the Russians,
yeah.
that he obstructed justice. All that shit is right there in front of our fucking face, but we don't want to look at that.
And you've got Fox bending themselves like pretzels,
it's
like the Kama Sutra
oh, yeah.
To fuck themselves to try to
ooh, yes.
Come up with some lie and some bullshit to prove that they weren't lying
right.
in the morning.
Yeah.
That Obama ordered lunch one day is somehow on Fox would be
oh,
a bombshell scandal.
Yeah. I mean, what he ordered lunch. What did he mean by that?
Right.
Everything. He wants to know everything that the FBI is doing.
I'll bet it was ping pong pizza.
Ooh. Oh, did he order takeout?
Yeah, he had a 6-year-old delivered.
Oh my God.
I just don't know this Fox thing. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is the Sauron. He's the
yeah,
evil.
Yeah.
Really? Because he is his bullshit is the enduring factor in so much of this crappery that we've been putting up
yeah.
with.
Yeah. And the sad thing to me is that what it reveals is that there's so many people that will believe anything they put out there. It's depressing.
Yeah.
And yeah. it makes you feel like there isn't a lot of hope for many of our Americans. They're just too fucking stupid and racist.
And there was a bunch of stories or a story came out this week, research. I think we talked about it already that said that that Trump people share the most bullshit.
No, that's right. They're the number one proliferator.
Then every other group combined. Trump supporters have been shown to share more fake news, fake stories, and sensationalistic conspiracy bullshit than every other group that they studied combined.
I mean, see, what's the only rational thing? You look at that study. What's the one conclusion you come to?
Trump supporters are dumb.
Dumb as fuck.
And sheeple.
Yeah. They're dumb.
We've got a terrible, you know, we don't have that much time. God damn. We need to do a 4-hour show. We don't. This one, let me try to bang through this one really quickly because this one is terrifying.
Bang through it.
California.
Okay.
Just goes to show you that it's not all wonderful
unicorns.
Rainbow sparkle unicorns in California. The Highway Patrol there, we found out.
Yes.
California Highway Patrol officers collaborated with armed neo-Nazis to investigate a violent 2016 clash outside the state capitol in Sacramento
ugh.
Between members of the white supremacist traditionalist workers parties
okay.
and the leftist group Anti-Fascism Action.
Fuck you.
Several of the Antifa counter-protesters were stabbed repeatedly by neo-Nazis.
Yes.
But CHP records given to The Guardian show officers treated the white supremacists as sources and victims, with one investigator, we've got his name, let's shit upon him, Donovan Ayers, you goose-stepping fascist fuck, went so far as to tell one organizer, this is traditional worker, Nazi.
Okay.
He told one Nazi he wished he could help him identify his enemies.
Oh, my God.
I wish I could help you. Ayers told TWP member Doug McCormick,
fuck you.
I'm going to suggest that we hold that or redact your name or something till this gets resolved.
Redact
referring
your name.
To public records requests about that organization's rally permit.
He wants to redact their name to protect them?
Yeah.
The neo-Nazis.
He also told the Nazi, I don't know who's behind this request, but if I did, I would tell you.
Oh, my fucking God.
California Highway Police said, if I knew who was asking for a freedom of information request to find out who has this permit, I would tell you.
So what? So they could go get him? Hey, listen, you're not with Nazis. You're not supposed to help them. You're supposed to punch
listen
Nazis.
Listen to this Nazi fuck Ayers. In arrest reports, this Ayers, the same cop, argued that a black Antifa counter-protester who had been stabbed three times, he should be charged with 11 crimes. Quote, as evidence, Ayers produced Facebook photos of the man holding up his fist in a, quote, black power salute.
Oh, my God.
And that, quote, his support for anti-racist activism. This is amazing. His support for anti-racist activism.
Yes.
Demonstrated his, quote, intent and motivation to violate the civil rights of the neo-Nazi group.
That's the very purpose of a neo-Nazi group is to...
A picture of the guy holding his fist on Facebook and being an anti-racism activist means, obviously, he was there to violate the civil rights of the neo-Nazis, even though he got stabbed three times. We need to charge him with a crime.
He's got his fist up in a picture.
Right.
And he's...
And he's against racism.
God, that's insane. That's fucked up.
Prosecutors, fortunately, didn't fall for it.
Right.
They didn't charge. He wanted the guy charged with 11 crimes that got stabbed.
He got stabbed. Listen, I feel like these right-wing nut jobs. I mean, the person getting hit, the person getting stabbed, the person getting beaten, that they're victims. That's called a victim. They're not the criminal.
The brawl was 18 months ago when a few dozen of these Nazi fucks marched, quote, to make a statement about the precarious situation our race is in.
Oh, my God.
Butthurt white people.
It's their victims. This victimhood bullshit.
Little snowflakes. JEWs. They,
yes.
They Jeez were saying.
Christ.
They were saying, the Planning Post cited harassment of Trump supporters at events in California during the election as a cause to hit back at, quote, orchestrated pogroms by Zionist agitated colored people.
Oh, my God.
The Jews are riling up the blacks.
Right. This is fucked up, man.
The neo-Nazis were greeted by hundreds of counter demonstrators. Each group blamed the other for initiating violence. While much of the subsequent coverage highlighted police failure to field adequate manpower or to keep the group separate.
How can you trust the police, though? How can you trust the police?
Not
the
if
right
you've
thing?
Got this Nazi.
They're working with the Nazis. They're working with the fucking white supremacists. Black Lives Matter. I mean, you know what I mean? What the fuck?
Three people still face charges. Three part of the Antifa group still face charges. One's a teacher named Yvette Filarka. She said she was stabbed that day. Prosecutors note that they have also charged one person from the Nazi side.
She was stabbed.
Yes.
She was fucking stabbed.
And the chief deputy district attorney on the case vehemently denies his office has been biased. CHP wanted at least 106 people charged, suggesting a significant disagreement between cops and prosecutors on how to proceed.
Right. Yeah, this is so fucked up. That's chilling, man. You need cops like working with these fucking neo-Nazi skinhead fucks.
An audio recording of officers' jailhouse conversation with one of the neo-Nazis.
Yes.
Captures one of the police saying, "We're pretty much going after them. We're looking at you as a victim."
Oh my God. They're looking, the neo-Nazis are the victims.
Yes. 14 were wounded, including 5 people taken to hospital with stab wounds. They all recovered, thankfully. Several of the neo-Nazis had knives on them when they were arrested.
Jesus Christ. So what kind of peaceful demonstration? Well, peaceful demonstrators don't bring knives.
And
they don't bring fucking knives.
So there you go. If the police are now collaborating with the Nazis.
God.
We're fucked.
I don't know. We're fucked.
Yeah, that's brown shirts shit.
Really is.
I've got a story here of, well, you know, you did this story. We put this up on Facebook about the televangelist telling people not to get flu shots.
Oh yeah.
Because Jesus got one for all of us.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Do we stop wearing condoms?
Right. Oh, well, the Catholic Church says that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Please.
Still got the fucking Catholics.
Yes. It's the dumbest fucking thing ever. Don't take your flu shot. You're protected. You're anointed by the fucking magical Jesus juice.
Also, Melania allegedly ordered the White House be exercised before she moved in. I tweeted, Melania ordered it exercised before she moved in and was sad to find out Donald was still there when she got there.
That's a good one.
That's how nuts they are.
What do they do when they exercise, when you're, what's part of the theater that goes along with that? Does it get saged? Is essentially that it? Does a priest walk around with a bunch of herbs?
Oh, probably.
You're anointed, probably, you're saved.
Yeah, probably like spraying holy water everywhere and probably incense and shit and all kinds of magic spells.
You know what I would do? I want to, listen, I'm offering exorcisms if your house is haunted or something. I will do
I will too.
But you can't be in there, but the process I'll use will be odorless. So you won't smell any sage or any kind of candles or anything. That's nice. I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to sit down for a couple of hours, watch TV or whatever. I'm going to come out and say, "You've been exorcised."
Yeah.
You're all gone.
Put some water on your face like you're all sweating.
Oh,
and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, definitely. That's stupid.
Break a glass or two.
Think about
that. The demon came after me.
The first family had the White House exercised before they moved in. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. This is some lunatic pastor who said it. Yeah. We haven't had confirmation, but
still,
there is some.
Man, that it's believable that it seems like it's in the realm of motherfucking possibilities.
Yeah.
Sad. It's terrifying. It's fucked up. Right, Kate?
There's also a woman. Who had a pastor say that he could cure her of her PTSD.
Yes.
Related to child sexual abuse. He could cure her by fucking her.
That's totally fucked up. I was sorry, the dog got tangled in my
cord. The cords
I was
over
trying
there
to rescue her. That I'm sorry, did you just say
24-year-old said that Pastor his name is Wright, John Wright.
Yeah.
Mid-City Church of the Nazarene.
Fuck you. Oh God. That sounds creepy.
It's San Diego.
Okay.
Said that he offered to heal her PTSD.
Yes.
Again, related to childhood sexual abuse.
Right.
They started meeting privately.
And he tried to fuck her.
He started holding her hands.
Oh,
he started kissing her. And then they started having sex. He would say it was healing for me, healing my past trauma, she said.
Oh, my God.
I foolishly believed him.
Well, I... Hi, can I get Batman on the phone? I'm going to give you an address. I need you to go there, and I need you to fuck this guy up. Big time.
So there you go. Another predator. She called him a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, God. Listen, if you're one of these religious people and you're good and you don't do any creepy shit, good for you. But you're surrounded by dick bags. You need to do some house cleaning.
There's a lot of shenaniganry going on, yeah.
If I'm in charge, we're done with this church shit. I'm sorry. Find something else to do in your free time. It's fucking us up. This person was already abused. It was looking for help, and this priest tried to fuck her.
Right? He did fuck her.
Oh, my God.
Try.
Dear Jesus, tell all your stupid fucking shepherds to stop. You know what would help us if the Catholic Church shut down tomorrow? Just stop.
Well, you know, a lot of them.
Just stop.
Right.
Is it going to be worse? I mean, at the very least, we know
Christian.
Oh, yes. If you shut down these churches, we know less people would get molested at churches. You wouldn't have people getting the gay beat out of them by nutbags. I mean, you know that. I mean, oh, God.
No, right. The anti-gay thing right now is 100% church related.
Just
100%
stop.
Christianity related.
Ugh. Maybe stop trying to help people.
I would argue, is this sexual abuse, ignoring it?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the total Christian patriarchy.
Right. Pack up your knives. Go home. Enough with this Jesus bullshit. The universe is done. We gave you a chance. We gave you more than enough chances.
You've had a couple thousand years to fuck things up.
So many chances. You still,
like I said, imagine the where we would be science wise.
Oh my God, dude! If we didn't have this church up our ass,
and I love how the Christianists will say, "Oh, but the church was very important in having scientists and sponsoring scientists and giving people the education and stuff like that."
Yeah.
Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. How many scientists got thrown in jail?
Oh yeah, got tortured
because they said the Earth goes around the sun.
Oh, yeah,
instead of the other way around.
Welcome to the Inquisition.
I mean, bullshit.
Yeah, fuck you.
How many scientists were afraid to talk about what they thought or what they discovered or afraid to pursue it because some lunatic in a cardinal's outfit would come throw them in a... The Iron Maiden.
You said cardinals immediately. I was like, oh, horrible.
Not those assholes in St. Louis.
Atrocious. We're done with them, too. Fuck you.
As a Cub fan, I have to hate them.
Yeah. Pack up your knives. Go home. Go fuck yourself.
That's... There you go.
Right.
What's going on there? I've got... it's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Fuck you.
We got a few minutes left here in the big show. It went fast today. It was so much...
So much
to talk about.
Ugh.
God, there is so much to talk about. Which one to choose? We could do a couple quickies. Lance Wallnau, you might remember him. Lunatic, right-wing preacher. Just add him to the pile of scumbags. This is crazy, even for these people. Basically, his argument is that God gave Scalia a grabber on his hunting trip.
Okay.
In order to inspire people to vote for Trump. So Scalia took one for the Christian team. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was wondering when people would finally come to that right conclusion.
Because if that he's arguing if that Supreme Court vacancy hadn't been there that Mitch the Bitch stole.
Right.
It wouldn't have motivated the Christians to go out
and vote
and hopefully save the babies and make sure they can start throwing gay people in jail again.
How do you even think of that? I mean, how do you even come to that?
I don't know. And if you're a family member of Scalia, wouldn't you be like,
God,
what the fuck? You mean God killed my dad?
Right.
To say go Trump, you think he might find a different way to do that?
And if God were behind it, wouldn't the logical thing, conclusion you would come to is like God killed Scalia so Obama could nominate a Supreme Court person? I mean, we all know the universe doesn't work like that because we're not fucking idiots. But that's the conclusion. If I were an idiot, yeah, that's what I would think. Maybe. I don't know.
We've got a good news.
Good news. Now I'll be the judge of that.
Faithless Friday question mark. Good news again out of Utah and the creepy Mormons.
Fuck you. Yeah, these Mormons.
It's all nuts.
Enough. But again, enough.
Remember, all we did that one. We've done it a few times, but
yes,
one day in particular, all we did was read.
Oh,
exactly what Mormons believe with no. Well, we had commentary.
Well, I understand.
But we exactly what they believe with the whole Joseph Smith and the rocks and the and Moroni. And the plates, the magic plates, yeah, and yeah, all that. All we did was read.
It's crazy.
What they believe. It's batch.
It's fucked up. Here, I'm going to talk to a rock. Oh, look, I'm in charge of a religion.
So is the Jesus thing, too. Oh, he wanted to fuck young girls.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to found my own religion.
Oh, yes.
That lets me be Roy Moore.
Even yeah,
100 years before.
That's it. And it's still around.
Yeah. And L. Ron Hubbard said, I want to make money. The way to do that is invent a religion.
And see.
And guess what he did?
Yeah. That's a religion that when I was a kid, that might have got me because of the spaceship aspect. I love sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
That's brilliant to make that religion like sci-fi centric.
Yeah, but you don't learn that shit until you're way up there.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's a mistake, guys.
So the good news is that a bill that I was going to talk about in outrage has been withdrawn.
Okay.
In the few days since it was put in and I put it in the Faithless Friday hole.
Yes, my hole.
State Rep V. Lowry Snow.
Oh, wee wee.
Had introduced a bill, HB 330.
Right.
For the main reason, it was a bill that prevented recording of private conversations without the consent of the other person. The reason,
yes,
was it was backed by the Mormon Church because several critics of the church had exposed certain religious practices by surreptitiously recording temple ceremonies.
Oh, my God.
And the bishops talking.
Yes.
So someone whipped out their cell phone at one of their weird hoogity-boogity temple the rituals.
Yes.
There's a creepy picture of them all like dressed in these weird white outfits circling. It's really weird shit.
They're LARPing.
Now there was once it came out, there was a public backlash and they're actually backing down.
Okay.
A different state Senator Todd Weiler, said, it does appear that this original concept was universally hated. So they're asking for it not to be moved forward on.
Okay.
But 100%, the only reason they're trying to get this law passed is because people were exposing the bullshittery that goes on in the church.
People don't want to look like lunatics. Right. You know what I mean?
You should really, we'll put up the story. You should see these weird outfits.
Is it like, do they look like,
look like? Well, they look like they're working in a bakery. Or something. They've got these weird white gauzy outfits on. The men have these weird like chef hats, it looks like.
Yeah, to be
honest. It's also really bizarre. It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie, right?
Right. Well, I looked at that just for a second.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. Fucked up. It looks fucked up. It looks fucking fucked up, man.
As is, they've watered down the Catholic stuff.
Oh, my God.
But... my mother was Eastern Orthodox. I've talked about that before.
Did they wear some crazy shit?
It's crazy. You can hardly breathe from all the fucking incense. You walk in and you got to kiss this picture. There's like an icon that everybody would kiss when you walked in. It was a picture under glass. And I'm thinking, where are these? I don't know where all these Serbs, where their mouths were.
Well, I mean, hey, who wants a canker sore? How much fecal matter is found in holy water, dude?
I never kissed that fucking picture.
Good for you.
I was Catholic. I was
right.
I was superior to them.
Oh, yes.
No, even by then I knew it was all bullshit. So just the craziness.
So fucking
that
dumb.
We're putting up with because of religion.
Man, I remember one time I was dating this chick. I was doing summer stock with her or something, and I went with her to visit her parents over the weekend, and I went to Catholic church with them, and everybody stood up and went to fucking communion.
Yeah.
I'm not Catholic. They knew I ate communion just like everybody
else. Did you
else.
Eat Jesus, you heathen?
Yeah, I didn't know. And she was like, you mentioned to my parents that you weren't Catholic. I was like, yeah. She's like, but you took communion. And I was like, yeah. She's like, well.
We're going to have you killed.
God damn. I'm like, okay. And then that's when I learned about transubstantiation. Oh. Like it's not. See, the problem is I was eating flesh blood. You didn't, and not bread.
You didn't pick a hair out of your teeth or anything. You didn't notice the actual transformation into our Lord.
Well, you got one of the Lord's pubes in your mouth. What a blessing.
Yeah, right. Can I have a non-crotch section next time, please?
Can
I have white meat?
Oh my God. Yes. A couple of adults are worried their daughter is seeing somebody who had illegal fake Jesus flesh. Fuck you.
Even the priest in my parish knew it was bullshit because he knew my mother was non-Catholic. My mom was actually they hired her as a teacher at my school, which really sucks having a parent who's a teacher in your school.
Right.
He told her one time, he's like, just take communion.
Just take it.
Just take it.
Who gives a fuck?
It's close enough.
Right. It's close enough. He's saying that.
Right. Now, maybe Eastern Orthodox is close enough, too, because they also believe in the transubstantiation shit. So, but maybe your heathen Methodist ass.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a bite of our Lord is not acceptable.
The Methodist sprinkle for baptism. They don't dunk.
Yeah.
Burning in hell.
Catholic
all of them.
Sprinkle, too.
We're all burning in hell.
And we're going to have a great weekend.
Yay.
Trying to get there.
I'd rather be in hell than heaven. What do you think about that?
Well, if all these Mormons and Christians are there, I don't want to go to heaven.
Better music in hell, right?
We're going to be back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Immediately following, this is a brand new sparkling episode of K-Voice. Give Kelly's show a listen. Do yourself a favor. And she'll be on iTunes and Stitcher and everything. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. At Radar Comedy on all the Instagram and the Twitter, and radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, y'all. Back Monday.
GGFN.
Obama!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.